So, George, a patient with multiple positive nodes who's in the two categories that were just mentioned, 2+ FISH negative, 0 to 1+ FISH positive, right? What were you saying?
Before George goes, I think a really important initiative was between the American Society of Clinical Oncology and the College of American Pathologists right. about a year and a half ago. After the initial trastuzumab adjuvant data were reported, we had been trying to get ASCO and CAP to work together anyway, and this was a stimulus for that to happen. And in what was really a groundbreaking set of meetings led by Antonio Wolf, who did a great job cracking the whip and keeping everybody on focus, first of all, it was very clear that the way that tumor markers are performed in this country is almost scandalous. There's been very little oversight. This is true for estrogen receptor as well, in my opinion, and probably every other tumor marker. And so out of that meeting came criteria for positive and negative, and probably more importantly, a program in which proficiency testing was set up on a routine basis so that we didn't say, here's what you have to do, here's how you should do it. It's that if you do it, you have to meet proficiency testing every 6 months. And I think that's raised the bar substantially. And I don't think it matters whether you do FISH or whether you do IHC. It matters that you do it right and that you get the right answer. And so that's ongoing.
Dan, do you think every hospital should do it or should it be a centralized test?
We discussed that at great length. Are you better to have 50 hospitals who do 10 of these a year or one hospital that does 500 of these a year? Right. In general, for almost everything else in medicine, people who do it a lot do it better than people who do it occasionally. Right. On the other hand, sometimes people who do it a lot might get sloppy and make mistakes. That was brought up. And there are no data to support either one of these for this particular issue.